Five, four, three, two, one.
This is TIA from the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show, and this is the Mix It Up Sunday.
Hey, 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 everybody. It's your girl TIA here on the Mix Up Sunday along with my girl
Amisa.
Yeah, she is in the building with me today, y'all. She has come in to, you know, give y'all these all these good music, and we can talk about some stuff and, you know, just enjoy each other tonight on the show. You know what I'm saying? And y'all don't forget to tune in to the Mix It Up Sunday with your girl every other Sunday. And don't forget about me and my girl Misa show. What's up next? What you got? From 6 to 7 on every other Sunday also. And don't forget about The Brand of Us, which comes on from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturdays. So I'm going to go ahead and get the show started with Kirk Franklin, Try Love.
What's up, man? Let me get that ginger lime joint. Cool. Let me ask you something. Come here. Yo, man, play this for your boy.
Everybody's searching for you. Everywhere there's pain, we've been missing you. We need you more than ever before.
I know I do.
Didn't know much about love, the way it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
I was born into a world so cold. How could I forget?
Let's go.
Many dark days, the times I felt betrayed by the ones that were supposed to love me. It's the only kind of love I know.
Truth is,
that's the reason why a love that's born to die is so hard to believe.
He didn't throw me away.
So maybe I'll take a chance and try love.
But promise me,
don't say goodbye, love.
Let's go.
This is your day, love.
Yeah.
This is the day that you can't get away.
To see you.
For your embrace, love.
Hello, love.
This is the day, love. Every prayer that I pray, till it's not getting escaped. It's so hard to explain, love.
You're like a mystery.
It's a beautiful day, love.
Yeah, talk to
me. See the enemy. Today's kind of love ain't the same kind of love. This one leaves you feeling empty.
You can keep that mid, love.
I don't want to feel let down again.
Easy. That's not the way it has to end.
Yeah.
See, I learned love's not the enemy, but
gotta have to look deep down within. For God so loved the world. Now, let's let real love begin.
Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Don't you know that you just may be the only Jesus that we see? Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Get out and touch somebody, love somebody, hold somebody. Don't you know that you just may be the only Jesus that we see? Get out and touch somebody.
That was Kirk Franklin with Try Love. So, Misa girl, how you been?
Hey, I've been pretty good. You know, just getting my rest in, you know, enjoying this springtime.
Yes, girl. It's spring. It's springing, ain't it?
Not that pollen. Pollening.
It's definitely pollening.
That's what
but
it's
spring
doing.
But spring is springing, too. It's been, you know, two pretty good, decent days.
Yeah, but it's costing me money on car washes.
I hear that. I do like we used to get out there and wash it.
Not I. Girl, we got white cars. Them cars got to be daggone washed, what, every week?
You right about that. But it's like you said, with this so much pollen out there, it's messing up everybody's cars.
Girl, I think our cars is yellow.
They is, because that's the color of the pollen. Yellow. Yes, girl. So, with me, I've been, you know, okay, pretty good. You know, life is lifing. You know, like people saying nowadays, life is lifing.
Oh, yeah, they're coming up with all kind of sayings now. So life is lifing, huh?
Yeah, life is lifing.
Now, let's hope that's in a good way.
Yeah, we gotta get it together. Gotta keep it going.
That's right.
So let's talk a little bit about how to help kids that need love in the home.
How to help kids who need love in the home.
When they're not getting it. They're not getting the love from their mom. Maybe they're getting it from one parent and not the other.
Okay.
Or they're not getting it from either one of the parents. They feel like they're not getting it from either one of the parents. Okay. What should they do?
Well, my suggestion would be to try to talk to your parents. I mean, right. What age are we talking about?
Say, for instance, well, you know, it's so much peer pressure out here nowadays, and with so many things that have happened, you know, during the pandemic, and, it, you know, it's changed a lot of things.
That's true.
You know, for our young people, you know, it may have, to a certain extent, it may have been good, you know, that we had to actually be in our homes, sit down, and actually be families. You see what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's the good part to it.
Yes.
But then you also have when your kids don't want to be home because of how one parent or how a parent is treating them. So it could have been not so good for some kids.
Okay, well, in some instances of that nature, then I guess it would be more so that, you know, we would hope that those children would have an outlet, mm-hmm. maybe some friends, mm-hmm. Someone that they can share with, someone that they can talk to that can be a comfort, even if it's staying a night. I know for me, when my children were coming up, a lot of their friends, even now, I'm dealing with these types of situations now, and my children are grown, mm-hmm. Where they don't have the women who they're with, you know, my sons, that mm-hmm. is, the women who they're with, you know, don't have, you know, that solid bond with their mothers or, you know, their parents.
Right.
And so me being me, I just step in, you know, and be that figure for them.
Right.
I direct them, you know, I allow myself to be open that they can come and talk to me about anything.
Right.
If they need something, the same way I buy for my daughter, I do the same for them.
Right.
A lot of times we take family trips or we take trips together because mm-hmm. I want to include them as well.
Right.
You see what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
So sometimes it's, you know, children, if you have an outlet or if there's a family, because I've been doing this for years, even mm-hmm. when they was in school mm-hmm. and they're, parents was that, you know, some of their friends' parents was that way. And so I would just, you know, plan a trip, you know, to D.C. or, you know, Missouri or somewhere.
Right.
And, you know, we would all get together. And I was so thankful that those parents was like, hey, you know, I don't mind sending my child with you. So, you know, so I was
that
able
just
to
goes
interact.
To, no, that just goes to show that they have, you know, some kind of trust in you as, you know, as a parent.
Well, I would say it's either that or they was ready to get rid of them kids.
You're right about that. You might be right about that.
Yeah.
So we're going to play another song and then we're going to get right back into it.
It's Jason A. I wake up, he's gone again. Normally he will kiss me then say goodbye. He texts back, he's out with friends, knowing damn well that's a lie. I can't keep putting myself through this pain. He's leaving me stuck out in the rain. Am I not enough for me to ask you where you've been? Am I not enough for me to ask for how I've been? Am I not enough for you to show me your love? Am I not enough? Am I not enough for me to ask you where you've been? Am I not enough for me to ask for how I've been? Am I not enough for you to give me your love? Am I not enough? Time and time I play the fool, just trying to be the right woman for you. Deep down I'm doing all I can, as any woman should do for her man. But you can't keep leaving me in the blind. I deserve so much more of your time. Am I not enough for me to ask you where you've been?
Am I not,
am I not enough for me to ask for how I've been?
Am I not enough
for you to show me your love?
Show me your love.
Am I not enough?
Am I not enough
for me to ask you where you've been?
Am I not enough for me to ask for how I've been?
Am I not enough for you to give me your love? Am I not enough for me to ask you where you've been? Am I not enough for me to ask for how I've been? Am I not enough for you to show me your love? Am I not enough for me to ask for how I've been? Am I not enough for you to give me your love? Am I not enough?
You told me I had everything that you needed, and you showed me different. You never called, you never texted, but I told you that I needed you and that I had your back, and you still turned your back on me. I just want you to know that I am enough. I have everything that you need and everything that you want. But you'll never hurt me like that again. Because guess what? I am enough.
That was Jay Shanae with I'm Not Enough. So, Missy, we were just talking about kids getting love in the home from their parents or, you know, even their siblings. Mm-hmm. So, with the siblings, we know that it's a different kind of love from your parents versus your siblings. Yeah, your mama and your daddy love you to death, but it's different, I think, with siblings, because I feel like me personally with my brother, and that's the only brother I got, I love my brother to death, and I hurt somebody by him.
Like, I know that's real. Right.
Like, for real, that's my baby right there.
I know what you mean.
That's my baby. But, you know, I also feel the same way about, you know, my parents. Like, no, ain't nobody finna miss my mom and my dad. You got me
baby. Oh, no.
All the way.
No.
That's not happening.
Mm-mm. And, you know, it's funny you say that because, you know, like we've talked on, I believe it was our first show, I believe it was,
mm-hmm.
that we spoke about, you know, your mom and the impact and everything about your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking back. And when I think about my mom, see, we didn't have, see, I had what, three sisters, older sisters, and we're not, how can I say, we didn't have that sisterly connection, you know, like that. And I don't know if it's because it was, you know, different fathers that played a mix or whatever, but I would just tend to be different, you know, just as an all-around person. But when it came to my mom, we didn't have that relationship where I could come and talk to her the way I am with my children. It was a generational curse of which I had to break.
Right.
And people don't realize how important that is. But you know, but at the end of the day, it never took away my love for my mother.
Right.
You know, nobody was going to do anything with my mother. She was a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she raised us and she did the best she could.
Right.
You know, no matter her ailments, no matter what her faults was, no matter any of that, that love I had for her was unconditional and genuine.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So now she's gone. I reflect back on those times. Mm-hmm. No matter what those times were, I reflect back on those times and I wish she was here,
mm-hmm.
you know, to mm-hmm. see. And I wish she was here so I could do things for her that I wanted to do. But time just, like I said, time don't wait for nobody.
Right.
And hence why when people wonder, why do I give so much? You know, and I mean tangible giving to people. Why do I, strangers, you know, if somebody child don't have shoes, I'm going to buy them shoes.
Right.
If somebody don't have food, I'm going to buy them food. You know, if somebody, I give like that because of the fact that I don't have my mother.
Right.
So I'm going to give, you know, because I want that same, I want people to have that feeling, you know, that somebody cares. And it's not always about the tangible things. It's about the intangible things of, you know, do you care about me? And sometimes gifts of endearment is good, too.
Right.
But I like to be there for people.
Right.
And I like for the same in return. But I'm at that point in my life where I know people are not going to give the way that I give because they don't have the heart that I have.
Right. Everybody's heart is different.
That's right. God gave me my heart to do what I do. You see what I'm saying? He gave me my backbone to do what I do. He gave me my shoulders to carry whatever for this person, that person, you know, and the next.
Right.
And I realized that. And once you know your calling and once you know what you're here for, it's nothing for you to do it.
Right.
It's nothing for you to help people. It's nothing for you to look at these children who, you know, who don't have that love and that care and take it up. Because I just didn't birth four kids into this world.
Right.
I birth a tribe of kids.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
Right.
A tribe of kids. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to love on every child I can. And I will say this. I will love on every adult I can because you're still a child too. Because in God's eyes, we all children.
That's right. That's right. And with you saying that, I worked in the school system for over 15 years at the most. And I absolutely love working with children and just being able to show the kids that, you know, that they are learned, that they are entitled to being loved and that you can show them that they can learn how to do things. things that they didn't know how to do, or maybe things they didn't know how to do, but learn, teach them how to do it better.
Yeah.
And it was just, I absolutely loved doing it because, like with some of the little girls, like I would do their hair. Like that's something that I love to do. I like to do hair. So I would ask, you know, the parent or whatnot, if I could do their hair, they would be like, yeah, you could do it. So I would do some of the little girls' hair. That's and they nice. Used to be, you know, they used to be so happy with just getting their hair done. Even the ones that couldn't get their hair, you know, didn't have anybody to do their hair.
Right.
I would do it, you know, still. And they used to feel, you know.
Yeah, you feel pretty.
Make them feel pretty. Because yeah. You know a lot of these babies don't think they pretty.
That's true. And even if they, even if it's the natural, because you know all children are beautiful.
Right.
All of us are beautiful.
Right.
And like I said, once again, adults, we are children, y'all. We are mm-hmm. children underneath the guise of the Almighty Creator. But I will say, like I said, you know, that's a great thing that you did to be able to reach out doing the hair, you know, because right. it shows that somebody cares. Because that parent may not know how.
Right, right.
And just for you to give a hand up, mm-hmm. it ain't a handout. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that was amazing just doing that. And just think about what confidence that puts in that child. To say, you know what, I may go through what I go through at home, but somebody actually do care about me.
Right. And not just with, you know, what I was doing as far, even with what I was doing as far as being a teacher's assistant and helping the teachers, you know, with the kids and helping them learn, you know, everything that they could possibly learn because they got to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And half of the kids that I taught, they are grown now. Like grown, they got their own kids now.
And I bet they appreciate you, don't they?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And with social media the way it is, I bet you half of them probably try to find you, too. That's right. They try to find you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's just amazing. Like, my mama was telling me about one of the little girls that she had talked to that went to school with my son. And she was like, she told me the little girl name. I was like, The name sounds familiar. So I looked the little girl up. I was like, I remember her when she was little. So yes, I absolutely enjoyed that. And up until this day, if I was to go back into the school system, I would still do the same thing.
Well, I'd be right there with you just on the back end. Because girl, I the way these kids is in this school now.
Yeah, they a mess now. They are a mess. So we're going to take a small commercial break and we'll be right back.
This is the Mix It Up Sunday.
Freak out, yo.
The Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show every Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m.
And we are back just like that here on the Mix It Up Sunday. And coming up next is Mr. Samuel Rosario featuring Tim Johnson with Will Not Be Completed.
Hallelujah. As it is written in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6, the good work you started in me will not be completed until you receive me in glory. And as it's written in the book of Psalms, 139, verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So let us praise the Lord. I am
a work in progress.
Oh,
I am
fearful and wonderfully made.
The good work,
oh yes,
you started in me, Lord.
Will not be completed.
Oh, to receive in glory.
Again, I am. Time for
fearful and wonderfully made.
Good work.
I
Mr. Samuel Rosario featuring Tim Johnson, Will Not Be Completed. And I have another one that I'm about to play. This is Raven Smith with Dream Come True.
I'm so glad to have you. Hey, you're my best friend.
That was Raven Smith with Dream Come True. Now, we were just talking about kids getting love in the home from their parents and their loved ones. And I just want to talk a little bit more on that topic. I feel like our children, we already know that our children are our future.
Yes, they are.
And we want to be able to show them love in the right way, you know, as being their parents. And I know a lot of people didn't come up with their parents, and so it's kind of different from them because they have a different feeling about their parents in that aspect. But at the same time, their love for their children is not different. It's the same as, you know, any other parent that has grown up in the house with both of their parents versus someone that didn't have both their parents in their home. That love for their children is still the same.
Amen. I tell you, I know. Because, you know, I was a single mother. I raised mine, and I gave them all the love. And there was a lot of love. I had to learn what love was. I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
Because I didn't have that love imparted in me.
Right.
Because you got to remember now, everybody have a different form of love right. to their understanding.
Right.
So they're going to give you at their level of loving, whatever that level is.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times we think that, you know, when we meet a person that their love has to match ours, it can't. Mm-hmm. It can't because everybody's life is different.
Right.
Everybody's perceptions are different. So it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But we can teach one another how to love by being an example of what love is.
Right.
You understand what I mean? So to allow yourself to be present, not absent, but be present.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally, emotionally, mm-hmm. verbally, mm-hmm. physically,
mm-hmm.
that is what's going to help our generation. But we have to learn to listen to right. our children.
Right.
Because our children have voices. Mm-hmm. We think, well, oh, they had a child, they don't have no voice, or go sit over there. You know, when we was coming up, we was always told, you know, hey, get on out of here. These are grown folks.
Yep,
stay in a child place.
Yep,
stay in a child place. That's what you always heard.
Mm-hmm.
But what is a child's place if I'm seeing you be the example?
Right.
I couldn't teach my children not to smoke or not to drink, and yet I was doing it.
Right.
But then I tell them, oh, well, do as I say and not as I do. I don't go by that approach.
Right.
Not now, not ever.
Right. Right.
If I'm going to tell you not to do something, I'm going to walk that walk too.
Right.
If I tell you to be a straight A student, I'm going to give you that too. When I'm in college, I'm going to show you that I can do it too.
Right.
You don't never set no type of goals or tell your children things that you cannot do yourself.
Right. Now, if it's something that you know you couldn't do, you want to show them that they could, you know, they could do it and do it better.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, you know.
You know, you want to let your kids know, listen, we can do this together. You
right.
know. I mean, when you know, if it's something you don't know, guess what? Read up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Education ain't like it was back in the doom day.
No, it's not.
Where women didn't have no voice. Women didn't have no, you know, no rights to education.
Mm-hmm.
We have education now. It's right at our fingertips.
Right.
Use it.
Right.
Help your children. Be there.
Right.
It don't take nothing. I got two grandchildren. And I always tell my sons, I say, listen. It's all fine and good to buy them clothes, shoes, toys, you know, take them out to eat, all this type of good stuff. It's all fine and good with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to show them the love. You got to sit down and read to them.
Right.
You got to help them write, learn to write. Don't leave it up to the school systems to do that.
Right.
You do it at home.
Right.
It starts in the home.
Right.
But people don't understand that and they won't grasp it. They want to cuss out the school systems. They want to get upset with the instructors and the teachers and all this. They shouldn't be raising your children.
Right.
They only supposed to be educating your children.
Right.
Not raising them. We all supposed to be a village. So we're supposed to be the helping hand to one another. That extended connection. You understand? When you hold hands, you interlock your fingers. That's what we all are supposed to be as a village for one another.
Right.
But do you see that? No, you don't.
Nope.
You see more children being abandoned. Mm-hmm. You see more children being neglected and rejected. Not only by their mothers, their fathers, but by their grandparents. Mm-hmm. You know, most of them don't even know who their great-grandparents are because guess what? They don't even exist.
Right.
We living in a very dangerous time now, and people not realizing and understanding how important it is to be the change you want to see.
Right. Right.
That alone, be the change you want to see. You want change, be it.
Right. You're right.
That's what's going to bring change.
Exactly.
Just saying. Exactly.
So, with that being said, when we come back from the commercial, I'm going to give y'all a little news, and then we're going to play some more music.
This is the Mix It Up Sunday.
Freak out, y'all.
Giving you all the hot artists on TVOU 24/7 radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just like that, we are back here on the Mix It Up Sunday. So the news that I have is the Grand American Party, Low Country Harley-Davidson, March 23rd, 2024, from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. There will be live music, photo booth, helmet painting, biker games, free barbecue, giveaways, booze pops, prizes, bike show, beard and mustache contest, test rides, and it is free to attend. So make sure you come out and support Low Country Harley Davidson, and along with the Brand of Us, we will be there too. So make sure y'all come out and support. That is March 23rd, 2024, from 3 p.m., from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Coming up next is Justin Timberlake with Selfish.
If they saw what I saw, they would fall the way I fell. But they don't know what you want, and baby, I would never tell. If they knew what I know, they would never let you go. So guess what? I ain't never letting you go, 'cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything. Everything that's on my mind, and I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. 'Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No.
Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Put you in a frame, oh baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Owner of my heart, tattooed your mark there for the whole world to see. You're the owner of my heart and all my scars. Baby, you got such a hold on me. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for momentum, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame, oh baby, you could blame you. Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. You must be an angel. Put you in a frame, oh baby, you could blame you. Glad your mama made you. Making me insane, you cannot be explained. You must be an angel. Jealous, but I can't help it.
Yes, that was Justin Timberlake with Selfish. Selfish. And we are back here on the Mix It Up Sunday with your girl T.I.A. and Meecy.
Yo, yo, yo.
So I hope you guys have been enjoying us tonight, because we definitely have been enjoying each other. Yes. And, you know, y'all just continue to be blessed and be a blessing to one another as, you know, much as you can. And you know what? It'll get better.
Oh, it will. No matter what it is, everything always gonna get better. You just gotta look up to the hills, which come with your help.
Right. And we already know where that comes from.
That's right.
None other than the Lord Himself. So up next, I'm gonna play James Fortune with I Believe.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right right now, we are giving your problems an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. Fire, take it up. I believe God will fix it. Yes, He will. If you just believe, it's got to get better. Talk to him, Sean.
I know you've been crying and crying, but I came by to let you know that it's gonna get better.
To the single parents,
go in the room and grab your children, put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better.
Yes, I do believe. Yes, I do believe. You need to call somebody right now and tell them God's gonna do it.
We believe. We do it for it now.
If you don't remember anything else,
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it. Oh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
That was James Fortune with I Believe. And again, thank you guys for tuning in tonight here on the show, the Mix It Up Sunday with your girl TIA and Missy. And thank you for coming on with me tonight, girl. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Anytime. You know I'll drop through anytime.
I know. You know, we got our thing going on next Sunday, too. So,
that's right.
You know, we going to come on with it with the mix, not the Mix Up Sunday. I'm going to say Mix Up Sunday again. With what's up next? What you got?
You know I'm like Big Bertha Booty, so I'm going to come through here like, you know, boom, boom, Belinda.
I know that's right. But I just want to say that I thank God for my parents and the family that I have, the love that we have for each other. It's unconditional, and I appreciate each and everybody in my family. Thank y'all for loving on you, girl.
That's all right.
And I'm
right.
Going to love on y'all. And that includes you, too.
Me. Well, you're going to have to love on me because I ain't going to accept nothing else.
I know that's right, girl.
And I'm going to return it right back to you.
I know that's right. So, thank y'all again for tuning in to TBOU's Mix It Up Sunday.
Bye. You know.
Tune into the King of Songs and Blues.
Initiating Rage Process.
I'm unavailable. They know they see me. I'm unavailable. They know they see me. I'm unavailable. They know they see me. I'm unavailable. They know they see me.
Sorry for who won't be my matter. Sorry, I'm only human. So make nobody bad out. Say I carry woman. She na man way I for carry. For calling woman. I be said when I talk say I be pastor. If you know. It is not I got call only go your I'm unavailable. I'm unavailable. Then no they see me. I'm unavailable. Then no they see me. I'm unavailable. Then no they see me. I'm unavailable.
Touching my life,
I don't have no time, son. Come see me shining like too many birds on my eye. I'm changing my life. Oh, I'm a mama proud of me. She got me going. This friend took all my freedom. Cause I'm a dick for better. Snake for rumors. You're good jealous. Got a deep banana. I'm a dick for better. Snake for rumors. You're good jealous. Got a deep banana. Cause I'm a dick for better. Snake for rumors. You're good jealous. Got a deep banana. I'm a dick for better.
I'm unavailable, they know they see me. I'm unavailable, they know they see me. I'm unavailable, they know they see me. I'm unavailable, they know they see me.
Blizz D, homie.
This is Blizz D with the 100. Okay.
I keep it 100. Please, who I be? Best believe I'm on. Decline, they be talking. G status on. Don't even gotta say it. Reputation real strong. You know me, I ain't the type to even play around. My reputation speak for itself, ain't got to say it. My G pass speak for itself, go anywhere. I show 'em what the business. You know this game oh well. That's why I throw my black flag up anywhere. See, I ain't tripping, dog. And yeah, I'm cool too. Decline, they be talking. Until that thing shoot, you already know it. To get caught and let loose, that's when them clubs, they be out here represent the phone. These clubs out here misrepresent on this phone. I said it's just my time, let me go and grab this microphone. Put my microphone to beat and then it's on. I keep it 100 till the day I'm gonna be gone. I keep it 100. I ain't like most MCs, they lie up on this mic. They lying about this, they lying about stripes. No, I ain't been shot, so I ain't got no stripes. Run them some of the reason why them boys got stripes. They say the song is hot, I call it dynamite. They say they want it again, tell the DJ bring it back. Now what they talking about? You know I'm staying right. You say you coming to spend more, so I'ma stay right. No, I keep it 100 on every song. I try to keep it 100 everywhere. I try to keep it 100, even to these bros. Some get mad at me because I'm too real. They say I'm too G, they say I'm too drill. I keep it 100, all I know is real. Now what they talking about? You know this game for real. And I'ma keep it 100 on this battlefield.
I keep it 100, yeah, on every song. 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 I keep it 100, I keep it 100. I try to stay calm, I try to stay cool, I try to stay collected, I try to stay smooth, I try to stay away
cranny hating bars. Decline, they be talking, but they ain't making noise. See if you make me mad, I'm gonna make some noise. I'm talking about explosives, TNT, boom. Best believe what I say, come to your region of doom. Call us the Justin Lee, Dallas Soldier, we the rulers. Decline, they be talking, man, this game for Shula. You can say what you want, chopper hit your manula. I'm telling game the nula, you know this game is stula. And best believe we got ammunition the size of rulers. Now what they talking about, you know this game will fool ya. You say that boy not innocent, don't let this face fool ya. I try to tell these clowns, and best believe I do ya. I keep it 100 when I say cause I do ya.
I keep it 100, yeah, on every song. 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 I keep it 100, I keep it 100.
The station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Hey, this is 2J Blocks from Zimbabwe, and you are listening to Brand of Us.
This is Cosmo Better, and you're listening to TBOU.
This is TBOU 24/7 Radio, playing on this indie artist.
This is the Mix It Up Sunday.
Freak out, y'all.
All right, we're going home. Everybody on this show. No. Just wanted you to take this with you. Girl, it's gonna get better.
But don't worry about it, leave it alone, cause it will get better. Hope you'll believe it by the end of the song, it will get better. Yeah. You've been fighting for way too long. Yeah. You gotta keep on. Oh, it ain't no need to worry, it will get better. Just add on to the story. It will get better. Oh, hang on in there. Just hang on in there.
All right, I'm gonna need a little help. Cardi, come here, man.
I'm gonna help you right here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know it looks hard right now.
Yeah.
God will make a way somehow. Oh, Lord. Don't give up, my friend.
Don't give up.
Stay strong till the end. No matter what you're going through, God will work it out for you. God will keep you with his love.
No, he will.
Keep your head up, my friend. Yes, Lord. You're gonna make it till the end. Oh, it's gonna get better. better. It's gonna get better, yeah.
It's gonna get better.
So just hold on, don't give up.
Oh, yeah.
I know it will,
it will
get better. I'm trusting God, I believe that it's gonna get better. Hey, don't worry about it, I think my sister. Hey, it's all in God's plan for you to get
better. Yeah.
Just staying in love and everything gonna be better.